Thank you, Lord Jesus, for showing me the ways in which I grieve you. Dear Lord, I hate my faults and ask you to help me change. Amen. Dearest heart dwellers, the Lord protects us from so many things, so many curses from so many different covens. But once in a while, he allows a curse to land so that we will stop, pay attention, and examine our actions and repent. And so my heart is heavy with repentance tonight because I deprived the poor of my usual donations to them, and this greatly displeased the Lord. I remember when we embarked on this project of building 5 hermitages, I remember I said to myself, or perhaps it was the Holy Spirit saying to me, I will not deprive those in need to build this project, for that would be ill-gotten gain. But in my haste to get things done, and possibly motivated by fear, I've done just that. I cut back on giving by about 50% and deprived the poor. I feel terrible about what I've done, and tomorrow I'm going to strip us down to the bare bones to try and repair the damage as best I can. It all began when the Lord kept giving my husband Ezekiel readings on money and honesty and ill-gotten gain. He was giving those to me, too, and I thought, what, have we got someone pilfering money out of the ministry or what? No, that's not it at all. Well, we pondered these things for days and could not figure out what he was talking about. Well, things came to a head when I got very sick with some intestinal distress and almost was transported to the hospital. That event really got my attention. This was the same kind of suffering that Ezekiel goes through, and it was horrendous. But I didn't know what it was from, if it was food poisoning or what. All I knew is that I must have opened a door through sin, but I was unsure of what the sin was. But in his usual faithfulness, finally, my heart bore witness to my greed when I did not give the charities what we usually support them with. I knew that I had let the Lord down with the money he had entrusted to me. Then one of our brothers had an unpleasant encounter in our truck with a tree coming down the mountain. I looked at the damage. The entire right side of the truck was dented and gouged, and the front door wouldn't open and was bent, and the passenger window had broken out. And I thought about the cost of fixing that, and I realized that's going to cost just about what I held back from giving to the poor. Dear ones, don't ever be stingy with the poor. Their hearts cry out to God when they do not have all they need, and he hears, and he looks at those who are sitting down to a rich table that were stingy and didn't give because of some personal pet project. And there were other things, books that I got for formation that I purchased that just should have waited. This is not an excuse, but aside just to let you know that it's very important when you go to the Lord for a rhema reading, you shouldn't always use the Bible or the Bible promise book. Rather, you should also have a few holy books from the saints, like the Life of St. Therese or Little Flowers from St. Francis. You should have those to give you examples of holiness in action. And I'm building a very small library for those on the mountain and visitors who come for advice and counsel. But I really shouldn't be doing that now. It isn't necessary. But food for the poor and housing for prostitutes who want to escape this terrible lifestyle is timely and is important. So I ask you all to please, please forgive me for being a very bad example. And please pray the Lord will change my selfish heart. Lord, did you have anything to add? Jesus began, Claire, my dearest, I forgive you, and you will do better, much better, in the future. At that point, I started crying because he was so sweet and I felt so bad about what I did. He continued, please, please, try to understand that I live in the poor and I suffer with the poor when they are in want. When I see you buying extraneous things now or building materials at the cost of their suffering, I am deeply offended. Please do not do this ever again or anymore. Put the poor at the top of your list and learn to wait or go without. This is pleasing to me. Will you do that for me? Yes, Lord, help me to be faithful, please. Don't let me brush off the needs of others to satisfy my sense of expediency, even motivated by fear. And the truth is, when you need those things, Jesus continued, you will have the resources for them. What you don't have now can wait. Having holy things, Claire, does not make you holier. Love, obedience, charity, sacrifice, those things make you holier. You have lost ground and favor by skimping as you have. But I know your heart, and it is aching for those you've deprived. And I have confidence in you, dearest, that you will not do this again. And let this be a lesson to all of you, my dear heart dwellers. You must not ever forget that when you do it for one of the least of these, you have truly done it for me. I must comfort them when their babies cry of hunger. I must comfort them when they have a broken roof over their heads and their bedding is wet. Please do not let me down in this, my people, and you will not be numbered with the goats on my left at the judgment. And this is from Matthew 25, beginning at verse 34. And I've abbreviated it in a few places, but the gist of it is still here. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. Sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me. And the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? And the king will reply, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for the one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not visit me. And the wicked too will reply, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked, sick or in prison, and did not minister to you? Then the king will answer, truly I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Jesus continued, my dearly loved ones, have I not made it clear enough for you? I do not wish to see you banished with the goats, so I am again warning you, do not withhold good from others when it is in your power to ease their suffering. Rather, have eyes to see, ears to hear, hands to help, and a healthy conscience from which to give to those in need, that I may hear their laughter and joy when they sit at table and celebrate my kindness through the abundance I have entrusted to you. Be good, even as my Father in heaven is good. Then all men will celebrate my love for them, and the kingdom will grow. Pray for wisdom on what to give, when, and I will touch your hearts at the appropriate time. Blessed are you who consider the poor. Great will be the riches of my love dwelling in you, for you have done my will, even with your widow's mite. Go now, my people, and be generous to the poor. I am coming soon.